17, in the matter of remembrance of Lord Krishna. Translation in purple by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Krishna begged pardon from His parents for their, Krishna and Balaram's, inability to serve their feet due to being away from home because of great fear of Kamsa. He said, O Mother, O Father, please excuse us for this inability. All this behavior of the Lord gives me pain at heart. Purport. It appears that Lord Krishna and Baladeva were both very greatly afraid of Kamsa, and therefore they had to hide themselves. But if Lord Krishna and Baladeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how was it possible that they were afraid of Kamsa? Is there any contradiction in such statements? Vasudeva, due to his great appreciation of Krishna, wanted to give him protection. He never thought that Krishna was the Supreme Lord and could protect himself. He thought of Krishna as his son. Because Vasudeva was a great devotee of the Lord, he did not like to think that Krishna might be killed like his other children. Morally, Vasudeva was bound to deliver Krishna, to the hands of Kamsa, because he had promised to turn over all of his children. But out of his great love for Krishna, he broke his promise, and the Lord was very pleased with Vasudeva for his transcendental mentality. He did not want to disturb the intense affection of Vasudeva, and thus he agreed to be carried by his father to the house of Nanda and Yasoda. And just to test the intense love of Vasudeva, Lord Krishna fell down in the waters of Yamuna while his father was crossing the river. Vasudeva became mad at his child as he tried to recover him in the midst of the rising water river. These are all glorified pastimes of the Lord, and there is no contradiction in such manifestations. Since Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he was never afraid of Kamsa, but to please his father he agreed to be so. And the most brilliant part of his supreme character was that he begged pardon from his parents for being unable to serve their feet while absent from home because of fear of Kamsa. The Lord, whose lotus feet are worshipped by demigods like Brahma and Shiva, wanted to worship the feet of Vasudeva. Such instruction by the Lord to the world is quite appropriate. Even if one is the Supreme Lord, one must serve his parents. A son is indebted to his parents in so many ways, and it is the duty of the son to serve his parents, however great the son may be. Indirectly, Krishna wanted to teach the atheists who do not accept the Supreme Fatherhood of God, and they may learn from this action how much the Supreme Father has to be respected. Yudhara was simply struck with wonder by such glorious behavior of the Lord, and he was very sorry that he was unable to go with him. Translation. Lord Krishna begged pardon from his parents for their, Krishna and Balaram's, inability to serve their feet due to being away from home because of great fear of Kamsa. He said, O Mother, O Father, please excuse us for this inability. All this behavior of the Lord gives me pain at heart. Well, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, discourse of great devotees. The doer is known different to young eyes from the Mahajanas. Buddha, most intimate devotee and advisor of Krishna, discussing in the mood of separation. Pastimes of their beloved Krishna. And most amazed that how much of a blessing Krishna is. Come to this world to takes birth
almost like anyone else. He has parents, he has brother, friends, other relatives. He has his place of residence, and he has his occupation. Krishna took birth on the womb of Devaki, and almost immediately was carried by Vasudeva to Gokul, Mahabali. Why did he go? On one hand, to satisfy his father Vasudeva, who was very much afraid that Kamsa would kill his child, and so as he killed Vigo 6. But Krishna Chakravarti points out that when Krishna took birth from Devaki, it wasn't until he showed his forearm home that they fully accepted that, oh, yes, the personality of God was taking birth. It does something. The parental affection is very strong. But still they need to be reassured that I am actually the person who is in the body. So because that move was there, and Krishna immediately went and went through. For 11 years, he stayed in the body. For 11 years, Devaki and Vasudeva were thrown into a huge whirlpool of separation. And that mood of separation increased the intensity of love and Krishna. It broke down their mood of all reverence. And Vasudeva was carrying Krishna to go forward. It was a cloudy, dark night, stormy. Ananta came and followed behind, spread his hoods over the top. And when they came to the Yamuna, just across from Gokul, the waves were going very high, the river was very deep. Vasudeva became worried how to cross this huge river. And then just as when Ramachandra wanted to cross the ocean, Yamuna gave way. Vasudeva was able to walk across. But halfway across, Yamuna was so anxious to touch the feet of Krishna. She just swept Krishna up in her clothes. And Vasudeva fell into a huge ocean of anxiety. Where's my Krishna now? He started searching around. Very soon Yamuna returned Krishna. Vasudeva was able to proceed to Gokul. In Gokul, everyone was asleep by the arrangement of Yogamaya. And he easily went to the house of Nanda Maharaj, which was well guarded, still with the doors open, and he was able to go to the delivery room where Yasoda was lying. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna took birth in the womb of Mother Yasoda at the same time as Vasudeva Krishna took birth from the womb of Deva. And shortly afterwards, the younger sister, Yogamaya, took birth from Yasoda. So Yasoda was exhausted by giving birth, and she was born in the sea. When Vasudev came there, he could only see the daughter of Yasoda. He couldn't see the other child, Vishnu. They picked up the daughter and placed down Vasudev, who immediately merged into the body of the original Krishna. And Vasudev returned to Mathura. Whenever the original personality of Godhead, Swami Bhagavan Krishna, comes, and all of the other forms of Godhead, they also come and enter his body, so that they can assist in his pastimes in various ways, and also witness pastimes. So first Vasudev Krishna took birth, or simultaneously, or took birth from Devaki. At that time there would be expansions, they entered the body of Vasudev Krishna. When Vasudev, father of Krishna, brought him to Yasoda, then they all entered into the body of the original Krishna. And later on, after 11 years, then Vasudev Krishna went back to Mathura, and the eternal pastimes continued. Buddha is amazed that here is Krishna begging forgiveness from his parents that I have not been able to serve you. That same person who would demigods worship you, that same person who would expansions in Vaikuntha for worship you, he's begging at the lotus feet of Devaki Vasudev. But we're very sorry, myself and Krishna Balaram, that we couldn't be here to do our duty and serve. Bhaktivatsa, one who is very dear to his devotees and whose devotees are very dear to him. Krishna is quite willing to reciprocate. Not all you will find it becomes so, I have heard and hide them. Now I'm a little bigger and come back. Cure that loss becomes so. We, my grandfather. Now I'm in the service of the good son. Whatever you want. But please go to Gorakhpur. Shave your head and go to Gorakhpur. Alright. Right now please get married. Alright. So he was ever willing to reciprocate with the devotees. He's doing his best. Reciprocate with their mood of love. Krishna, he came back to Mathura and met many people on the way. One of them was the washroom, who was carrying clothes which had been washed and some of them died, for the king. When Krishna saw him, he said, "Oh, washroom, you give those nice clothes to us. We're going to dress up. Myself, my brother, my father, friends here." But he chastised Krishna. "And who do you think you are, demanding the king's clothes?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out to Kundalas, that even though that washman, immature, performed so many austerities, so many pious activities, that he was able to take birth and mature, that he was able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he actually came to see him, he could not appreciate him. He could not render the service. Not it's very rare to be able to take birth in this world. After many, many pious activities, after many austerities, one will get the opportunity. But even in that perfect situation, there was Krishna Bala, the cowherd boys, intimate devotees, and yet the washman could not surrender, could not worship the Lord. And the opportunity came. Shortly after that, Sudama Devi, Flores, Kalanika, he came to Krishna and offered various kinds of garlands and other decorations. Just see, Pope were in an equal position. And yet still, one was able to surrender, and the other was not. We must not take this opportunity cheaply which we have been given. Because ultimately, it's all about serving. Are we sure that Krishna walks in now and asks you for everything? Are we willing to give? Because in the case of the washerman, he didn't actually ask him for anything which belonged to him. It was the king's clothes. But still he was not able. Not able to appreciate it. Now here was a washerman. We can understand that he would have been by the Yamuna every day. Actually the place where Krishna and Balaram met the washerman, that place is still known as Dhobigat. Still today the washerman ladies, gents, they go there and do the dyeing and the washing clothes. So every day he was bathing in the Yamuna. He was walking in Mathura. Rupa Goswami says we cannot understand the transcendental benefit of taking one footstep in Mathura. We cannot understand the benefit of just one grain of dust landing on our body and landing in the spirit. Even the Lord, if I could pronounce, Narayana, He prayed that our dust may come in His direction in the wind. And yet here was this mushroom in such a unique position. He wasn't able to spend the service. He wasn't able to surrender to Krishna when the opportunity came. So many examples cause this mercy to Krishna. Well, Srivasa Thakur, he had a Muslim mediator who stitched his clothes for him and his family. Simply because of that service, when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in the kirtan, and immediately, I have seen. He was able to take the mercy. Even by indirectly rendering service. Kobja, she was grinding chandan every day and taking it to the king. She was not appreciating that Krishna was the personality of Godhead. This nice young man. She came attracted to him through lust and not transcendental lust. Yet still Krishna accepted. Alright, thank you. She applied that chandan to Krishna. She was elevated to the position of one of Krishna's queens. By any means, we become attracted to Krishna, of Krishna's devotees, and render a little service, then we will be able to enter into the eternal pastime. Carry on to render service eternally. But if we can't render any service, it doesn't matter how many austerities, how many dips we may have taken in the Yamuna Ganga. How many footsteps we may have walked in the Govindana. We can't actually come to the platform serving. We must surrender. Then success is not there. Yes, the boat man. He was rowing his boat very nicely. He was moving the oar. Everything was going on properly, but he never undid the rope which was holding them to the bank. Yes, his activity was right, but he never let go. So he never got across the river. Sadhana Bhakti, practice which can bring us to the stage of prema bhakti will be successful when we actually enter into surrender service. Created this international society, society, because he wanted that we could all come together and engage in service together. In service to Krishna, in service to Guru, and in service to the Vaishnava. We can be working on our own purification for our umpteen lifetimes, but we can't come to the point of surrender to actually be able to serve in that mood of surrender. And where does it go? We have to understand what is the goal of life. What is our constitutional position? Nitya Krishna Das. And who is Krishna? Krishna is never alone. Krishna is surrounded by his devotees. How to please Krishna? Satisfy his devotees. I'm too busy chanting japa. I'm too busy doing the sacrifice and doing the service. And one day Krishna will come. Please give me those clothes. We do not recognize him. And what has been the use of all our austerities, of all our japa? All our friends. We do not want to end up like a Koshi. We want to end up like Sudan with the Floyds. Kupja. And enter into the eternal service. Constitutional position. And that is the optimum goal. You may know so much. You may study so many volumes. You may be able to talk very nicely. You may be able to do so many things, but you cannot surrender to Krishna. Then what can you do? It's not lip service. But it's actually very practical. We're not this body. We're not this mind. We're not this false intellect. We need to Krishna Das. And we have a unique opportunity by the mercy of the Dayananda, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, to actually be able to enter into the eternal service of Radha and Krishna. Even the forms of Godhead, Ajumna, Aniruddha, Narayana, they're actually Nikoli Brahma is pastimes. Taking the position of different devotees simply for that purpose. Most of us were not fortunate enough to take birth in the Dharma, especially at the time when Krishna or Brahma was personally present. Most of us are not fortunate enough to be walking along the street and Krishna stops us and asks us, "Oh, please give me those clothes you have, please give me that chandan you have, please give me those garlands." But somehow or other, by the causal mercy of the Vaishnava, we've still been able to come into contact with the opportunity to serve Krishna. Sometime in untraceable past, we were serving Krishna. But due to our independent nature, we chose, "No, why should I serve you? Let me be the enjoyer." And thus we came into the material. Nitya Krishna Das. Nitya. That we are eternally serving Krishna. Don't sit around thinking, "Oh, I did so much service in the past." Because we all did so much service in the past, and yet we ended up in this storehouse, the material world. Even Srimati Radhakrishna is always surrendering more and more and more at the lotus feet of Krishna. And Krishna, he ever wants to enjoy more and more and more, always expanding his enjoyment. Never fall into the illusion that now I'm a very elevated devotee. I've already done enough. Now I can sit back. There's only one difference between Vaikuntha, Dwarka, and Vrindavan. The degree of surrender of the devotees. Seven continues. Just see the difference between Nanda and Yasoda and Devaki and Vasudeva. Vasudeva wanted to send Krishna away. He personally carried him off the goal. He had nothing to fear from Kamsa. Krishna reciprocated. Nanda and Maharaj and Yasoda, they never wanted to let Krishna go. And when he did go, they couldn't even eat anymore. They couldn't sleep. They couldn't even think to wash their bodies. They're not interested in anything. What use is life? What use is anything about Krishna? As Krishna was leaving, then behind him all the trees were drying up. All the flowers fell down and dried up. They had no more reason to blossom. The once rich land started to turn into desert like that. Because there was no life without Krishna. And Vasudeva, he was taking Krishna with him. Of course, after he left Krishna there, he was missing Krishna. This was Krishna's mercy. For the mood of separation, he was increasing his attachment. To such a degree that in course of time, that same day Devaki and Vasudeva were able to enter into the bodies of Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj in the form of Sachi, Devi, and Jagannath Mishra, and actually be able to taste pure love. Uddhava is very much appreciated. Here's that Krishna. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who's expanded himself simply for the pleasure of his devotees. Or they want to be my mother and father, right? I'll reciprocate with them. I'll act as their child. I'll serve them. And as Uddhava's description goes on, as he describes more and more to the doer, we'll see that actually he understands that the love of Devaki and Vasudeva is not even a dim candle-like in front of the sun of love. This is exhibited in Vrindavan. You don't have to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. We love you because you are the sweetest, most wonderful person. We don't know anything else. You are very light. And if you go away, it will be just like turning the light off. It will just be darkness everywhere. This is the mood of a Vrajavasis. Vasudeva Krishna, he was very happy. Oh, you're taking me to Vrindavan. Now I'll be able to serve that original Swami Bhagavan, Krishna. And he entered into his body. When the demons came, that Vasudeva took care of killing him. When the demigods came, disturbing him with their prayers and pranks, Vasudeva took care. Why should Krishna be disturbed? Let him go. Hurt his cows. Let him steal yoga. Let him dance with the gopi girls. Let him play with the cowherd boys. Let him eat from the hands of Mother Yasoda. Why should he disturb him in these rooms? No one can enter Vrindavan and disturb him. Vasudev, Sankarachan, Pajumna, Nimuda, Nisimha, Bada, Hari Viva, Nayan. They're guarded all around. You're not totally surrendered. Krishna is not your very life forever. And you cannot come in. It may appear that one is inside. The washman, he may appear to be inside. Mature. But he wasn't. Because he hadn't attained the mood of surrender. Chasing demons. So many others. They may appear to end up in doubt. But no. How could they? Vasudeva threw him far away. How dare you come here and disturb my lord's pastime place? Even Kamsa, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. Why didn't he go there and sort that discussion? As soon as he crossed the border of Vrindavan near Kulabhat, he turned into an old lady. Teeth were rattling, the white hair was shaking all over. All the cowherd ladies who were nearby, they started laughing. Who is this old useless granny? Right, let's try to find something for you to do. Right, you make cow patties. Of course, Kamsa was king, he had never done any such work. So I had no idea even how to just mix the cow dung together and put it in the sun for drying. When he got the opportunity, he ran back to his sanctuary. Before outriding comes himself go. He was terrified by going to Vrindavan, what will happen to me? My Godam is so merciful, overlooks the offenses to the Lord, overlooks the offenses to the devil. But still, you have to come to that platform of surrender. You're actually wanting to serve, actually willing to serve. Questions or comments? Yes.
I don't understand why Rupa says that this behavior Krishna gives him pain. Can you give him great wonder and bliss?
Bliss? What is that bliss? Don't be in a dream. Bliss is, comes in many forms. Vrindavan was in the bliss which is feeling intense separation from Krishna. But even blood was coming out of the pores of the bodies. Foam coming from her mouth. Body, temperature rose by beyond any conceivable amount. And yet she was experiencing the greatest bliss. Pain is pain of separation. Krishna had left him behind. He told him, you stay here. And as he remembers all his pastimes, the pain in his heart. That wonderful blessing. It's a blissful thing. Here we have so many moods, but they don't all bring happiness there. Every mood brings happiness. Don't think if you go to Goloka, it's all lovey-dovey. Love means distress. Constant, continuous distress. How to satisfy my beloved? Krishna's playing with a cowboy to run behind the tree. Immediately he'll fall into an awful emotion of distress. And where's that Krishna gone? Now his soul spends the whole day in distress while Krishna's off dancing in the forest. The pain which his darkest experiences is just dim reflection of that. If you go to the beginning of this chapter, you can understand Prabhupada's position. He's in total ecstasy. When Vidura finished answering his questions, he looked at Uddhava and he was displaying all the ecstatic symptoms. His hairs were standing on end. Perspiration was coming out, tears were flowing from his eyes. He was completely in a stunned state. Just from remembering past times of the Lord. There's nothing holding me in the Bhagavatam. Everything here is a state of ecstasy. As long as we're seeing through our perverted provision, perception, then we can only relate it. Our pain in the heart was happening in God. Here is Kunti Dev praying. Please let those distresses come again and again. Why? Here's a great devotee, a great personality, and she's praying, please allow the distresses to come again and again. Consider insanity. Who's going to go before the deity and say, I want to suffer more? Please allow her to come again and again, yes, please. But in that position, she was continuously remembering Krishna. And now the happy time came, she was worried, oh, now I'll just forget Krishna. Imitate, but at the same time we should understand what is the degree of playing the bhakti. How far we have to go to not appreciate. We have to take on that mood, and all of this will help us. And we see these great personalities. What intense mood of love they have for Krishna. And how can we become puffed up? There was one devotee who was coming to Gopi Shodas Babaji. Maybe Bamsadas Babaji, sorry. Anyway, he was coming to these two Babaji's every day. Please tell me how to obtain devotion to Krishna. After a long time, he said, you want devotion to Krishna, you have to learn to pray for Krishna. fucked up person cannot cry, can only make a show. We cry when we're in distress. When we realize that I'm nothing in front of all these great devotees of Krishna, then we'll be able to cry, "Oh Krishna, please accept." When we see that Krishna is bowing down before his parents, when he's requesting the hunchback, "Please give me some chanda," he's so merciful. When he's revealing himself to the meat eater tailor of Srivast Thakur, simply because he's rendered some indirect service to Srivast Thakur. Yes, we're longing for that pain in the heart. Because up to now we've never experienced pain. We've only experienced our false ego being crushed. "Oh, they're not taking notice of me. Oh, I lost this, I lost that. Somebody's defaming me." This is not pain of the heart. I never said it's better to be Kupcha than Vashman. Her position of surrender is better than Vashman's. Her mood is better than Vashman's. Vashman had no surrender. He refused to surrender. So Kupcha's position is better, yes. Not a question of better to become Vashman or better to become Hunchback. Point is that when we get that opportunity for service, we're not so willing to enter it. I don't know. I actually looked up one time a few reports and different chariots. Lord Chaitanya and Mukunda Das are certainly lamenting that even though he had such an opportunity, didn't render service. We can understand the destination of the East Liberation because he was killed by Krishna. Anyway, this is the sacred month of Vishakha, which is considered on par with the month of Damodar. One of the special benedictions of the month of Vaishakh is that it's very easy to conquer over lust. Conquer lust means that lust can turn to love. Vishwanath Chakrabarti has pointed out in his purports on the story of Kupcha that if we simply grind chandan for the Lord in this month, and by that action, lust in our heart will disappear. In the Vaishakha Mahatma, Bhagavan Purana describes that if one takes bath in the Ganga in the month of Vaishakha, then all lust can be destroyed. And that the pure love, which is Ganga herself, will be formed and manifest in the heart. So this month just happens at this Chandan Yatra. There's plenty of opportunity for grinding chandan and leaving the Lord of the earth. Haste. Ganga is right here. Only our laziness is the only excuse if we don't take the opportunity. Another place says that it's in this month it's especially auspicious to make cooling drinks for the Lord and the devotees. No vendors even in the streets, they come out and distribute free drinks, different types of sherbet, watermelon juice, etc. This is
another one who claims opportunities to be able to call him, burning us into the burning our hearts. We should take this opportunity and rush up to discuss us to be converted. Either we're performing service in the mood of lust or performing in the mood of God, love. One will lead us down into repeated births.
Right.
Maybe in a good situation. One will take us to the eternal service. We should use the words. Well, so these flowers, these jasmine and such flowers, they bloom during this time. All of these things are mentioned in the Vaishat Mahatma. If one picks his nice flowers and strings them into garlands and gives them to the Lord, gives them to the devotees, and that lust will turn to love. Service in this month is the special significance of worshiping Tulsi during this month. We should take the opportunity to do